All right, so I have a question for you, a very uncomfortable question for you.
Oh, no.
Are you having enough sex?
God, no.
Okay, well, sexperts will tell you that that may have to do with your bedroom, your actual bedroom, and how you have your bedroom and what you do in your bedroom. And they have now given you their top tips of things that they keep in their bedrooms to have a better sex life.
Sex wing?
No.
It's hot tub? That, well,
listen, if you're into that stuff, you already have it. I don't need to tell you to get a
whips.
Sex wing. Again, if you're the kind of person that's into BDSM, you already own that stuff.
Oh, okay.
You don't need me to tell you to get it, because either you're into it or you're not into it. You're not suddenly going to be like, I think I like to be tied up. Do you know what I mean? Like, either you're into it or you're not into it.
Is this going to be another study that tells me to take my TV out of my room?
No, the opposite.
Okay, good.
No, these are the things that actual sex experts have in their bedrooms.
Sexperts.
Sexperts, yes. The first thing they have is they have high quality lube.
Oh, really?
Yes. They don't have, you know, like when I was in high school and like guys would grab the Lubriderm or some Vaseline. No. They have boy butter. They have Astroglide. They have the good stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And let me tell you something. When you have the good stuff, makes it all better.
Yeah.
I'm just telling you. That's a good.
I hate to tell you I know the difference.
See? Mm-hmm. Even you know the difference.
Yeah, I know the difference.
Right, exactly. And nothing to do with dryness. It just makes everything better. They say that you should always have a vibrator, because not only should you have one to use during sex with your partner, but, you know, on your own. Even mm-hmm. if you're alone in your bedroom, you should have at least a couple of vibrators laying around. And then
No, they didn't say a couple. They said one. You said a couple.
Okay, well, that's true. But if you have even one vibrator, you need to make sure you have a charger for it or batteries for it. That's really important. I can't tell you how often I'll be in a situation. I'll be like, babe, let's grab batteries are dead. Whoops.
Oh.
Yeah. So make sure everything should always be kept charged. Think of it like, you know, when there's a hurricane coming and they tell you to charge all your phones. Well, every night in your bedroom, there's a hurricane coming. So make sure that all your toys are always recharged.
Yeah. I mean, your phone gets recharged every night. So you should recharge the vibrators too.
Right. Or whatever other sex toys you have that need charging. Yeah. Dimmable lights. Now, I've always had that because I don't like having sex in the bright or the dark. I always like it just a little bit of light.
Mm-hmm.
But then I also like it like that sometimes if I don't want to go to sleep yet, but I want a little light in the room. So I think dimmable lights are good.
So is that too much light that you have right now?
Yeah.
That's way too much light?
Yeah, like a little less.
Was that light okay when you were 19?
That's a good point. I think when I was 19, I don't think I ever had sex in the dark. I think it was always bright lights.
You didn't care.
Right. I had windows open, parading around. Yeah, please. When I was 19,
you
shameless.
Could get naked in front of guys.
Oh, God, yeah. I couldn't wait to get... Oh, you kidding me? When I was 19, I would like do a little strip tease. I would never do that now. I'm always like, you know, turn off all the lights. I'm going to get undressed under the covers. I'll let you know when I'm ready.
Just light a little candle and put it in a corner.
Get a vibrator and some lube. I'll let you know when I'm ready.
And good stuff. Get the good stuff.
Start without me. Let me know when you're close. I'll come in for the last couple of minutes of it.
Just keep your eyes closed.
Right. Everybody keeps their eyes closed and nobody gets hurt. But they say, to the sexperts say you should have a TV, that it's a good idea to have a TV. Which
good.
Is interesting. Yeah, because they like the idea of being like fully reclined, watching TV, you know, maximum comfort. And sometimes watching TV, you cuddle with your partner and then next thing you know, you got to turn the TV off because boom, chicka, boom, boom.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, but all the studies I've ever seen said, take the TV out of the bedroom. No, that's the place you have the best TV is the bedroom.
Right. And they say it's the sleep experts that tell you to take the TV out of the bedroom.
Oh.
Yeah, if you're somebody who can't sleep, I don't think sex and TV have anything to do with each other, especially if you're somebody that likes to watch porn together and you want a bigger TV to project it on.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what I mean? It's better than just being like, hey, let's look at my little handheld phone.
Do you really want to put porn on a big TV in your bedroom?
Yeah, why not?
Because the wiener looks much bigger on a bigger TV than she looks at you. No, exactly. I don't want that. If you watch porn, you can do it on your phone, and that's it.
So here's the last two things that I'm going to tell you that sexperts say you should have in your bedroom if you want to get down regularly. This one, first I thought it was weird, but then I really thought about it. Firm pillows. I was like, what the hell's the difference? But then I realized a lot of people use pillows during sex, like to put underneath them, to prop them up, you know, to make them comfortable, so you can get in different positions and have a pillow. I'm telling you, you get to a certain age and you're like, I can be in that position, but a pillow would be nicer.
Yeah,
like, I'll be happy to be in that position, but if I can have a pillow under my knees, yes, please.
My back can't do that position anymore.
Exactly. Right. And finally, this is weird. This is the only thing I disagree with. A towel. Why would you have a towel to clean up with? Aren't you right near a bathroom? Whose bedroom are you in?
Unless you don't want to run to the bathroom, you just want to stay there.
Ew.
Maybe you're tired.
No, I don't mind staying there, but like, fuck you. You know what? Get up, clean yourself off, and then come back to the bed.
I'm tired. Then I got to get up. Just wipe me off and let me go to bed. Go give me a Mountain Dew. And heat up that pizza. Not getting up. I'm too comfortable.